This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast. We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. We're really trying to
pull up all those rocks and look at the maggots underneath.
So much so. Speaking of maggots.
Oh, no.
Yes.
We have a guest today.
My search term is maggots.
The incomparable John Gabris is with us today.
Hi.
You will hopefully know him from other hit HeadGum podcasts like High and Mighty and Action Boys, among many others. You're a very prolific podcaster.
Yes, some would argue, my accountant mostly, but this is my job.
You're a professional podcaster.
Yeah, this is my minimum wage job.
Is that your main thing you put on your taxes?
I think I have to. I still put actor like it's, aspirational. Yeah. But they're like, most of your money comes in direct deposits from advertising companies. Yeah, like, yeah, I know.
So today's topic is not maggots.
Yes, it's not maggots.
It's actually secretary, which I think is funny because I just want to make everyone think that you're obsessed with some kind of archaic, like mid-century secretary porn.
I know, like I literally said to my wife, I'm like, the topic is secretary. She's like, is that one of your terms? I'm like, no, but. But I will say, as you guys know, it has some appeal for someone like me.
Yes. Yeah. So we found our way to secretary after being on High and Mighty with you and talking about your porn preferences.
Yes.
And your proclivity for women wearing cute outfits.
I want women to wear clothes that I've seen before on women. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
Women in believable clothing.
Yes. I've never seen a porn where a guy takes a woman's jeans off.
Yeah.
But I've had sex multiple times after taking someone's jeans off.
Jeans are a thing. Just a couple. Yeah, they're an obstacle.
Women wear pants, it turns out.
Honestly, sometimes you're right. It's an obstacle. Like, if they're skinny, how do you get them over your ankle in your foot?
Oh, yeah. I have had sex with jeans stuck over someone's feet, sort of climbed inside of, strapped myself in with like jeans around my shoulders.
That's amazing.
I'm like, just leave it. It's going to be another minute and a half anyway. Let's just leave it.
Another minute and a half.
But yeah, we chose secretary because in secretary porn, they wear clothes usually.
Yes.
Typically, they start in some kind of clothing.
Usually a pencil skirt.
Yes. If you want clothing on porn, your best bet is like business attire. Like, because that's like, there's a lot of like real estate agent porn. And trust me, I've seeking out women in outfits constantly. So there's a lot of real estate porn, secretary porn. And then also there's like a little genre of uniform too, if you hit that up. That gets you into.
You can get like flight attendants,
cops, flight attendants,
cops.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a porn fashionista, if you will. I'm like doing like Joan Rivers level. I'm like, I'm sorry, Lexi Bell, but you call that an interview skirt?
I wouldn't.
Your best doesn't match.
I wouldn't.
I don't want to judge a woman for their outfits, but Lexi, I don't know if you're getting
this gig. You're making a specific impression. I mean, in fairness, she is probably making the impression she wants to make based on how the porn plays out.
Yeah, she seems to succeed in her goals.
Yes. Yeah.
This is so fun to be on this podcast.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Yeah, thanks for talking
really
about
exciting.
Porn.
Yeah.
You know?
I think I messaged you after I got super stoned and listened to your podcast on the way to the airport.
Uh-huh.
Which was no big deal. Then I fell asleep listening to it on the plane.
And I
woke up and I was like, oh! Oh my God, thank God, that was just a dream. I'm being creepy. And I was like, had to like cross my legs for the fucking dude sitting next to me. I was like, sorry, sorry. Just dead asleep, raging sex dreams because I've been listening to, just listening to like, well, and then the cream pie happens. Yeah. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm laughing. Listening and then I'm dreaming about sex. Yeah, it's insane.
I like what you the way you depicted us. Well, and then the cream pie happens. Yeah. You know the cream pie.
It's Terry Gross. Terry Gross talking about
porn. That's what we aspire
porn.
Towards. Yeah. Just extremely academic.
Welcome back
stuff.
To Fresh Cum
with Rachel and Laura. Oh, we're already an SNL sketch. So I have like no research on secretary porn. Okay. I don't know if you found any like fascinating stats, but
I've got
Gabriel, you found a corner of the internet that's hard to keep track of.
Yeah,
that's my specialty.
Yes.
I found some stats, and I also found some interesting history about like the sexualization of secretaries.
I have a touch of that as well, but you go.
Okay, so secretary is the fourth most popular occupation searched for in porn, under teacher, babysitter, and nurse.
Oh, yeah. Those are teacher and a nurse definitely always have clothes on. Babysitters sometimes, I mean, they have clothes, but like, you know.
Teenagers
right. won't fly here.
Not for me.
You're not here for the pastels.
Yeah, not for 30. I'm not for this 37-year-old porn viewer. Yeah. I do not want to see. I choose MILF so I can see a 24-year-old girl.
Yeah. Oh, God, you nailed it.
You go from barely legal to MILF in like 9 months.
Yeah.
And not the good, and not like a pregnant 9 months.
Yeah, not a meaningful 9 months.
No, 9 months just no work.
Yes. Yeah. It's either you're out of work or
a mandatory rest.
Yes. Unpaid leave.
Yeah. Okay. Also, this is funny. this has nothing to do with secretary, but Boris Johnson was the Secretary of State, the UK Secretary of State.
And you just want to bring up Boris Johnson to traumatize us?
The search for Boris Johnson on Pornhub went up 14,000% on June 29th in 2016.
Because you think a lot of people were looking for like penises with holes in it and they maybe misspelled Boris Johnson? Dad jokes.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Yeah.
So, like, sorry.
Thank you.
Like,
I'd like to leave.
Boris
I'd like
Johnson,
to escort myself out.
I wonder if Boris Johnson has a sex tape.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, boy. That'll be interesting one. I mean, how many people just have, I mean, I feel like I should be on this list, but how many people just have Pornhub open and when they mean to Google Boris Johnson, they're just Pornhub searching Boris Johnson.
Right.
You're like, who the fuck is this? Like, who's this guy? Something about the UK?
Like,
who is this?
Young kids don't search on Google. They search, like, on YouTube. Like, us perverts are like, I have to do a paper on Boris Johnson. Type it into Pornhub.
Sometimes stuff comes up.
Yeah.
I mean,
you'd be surprised.
We found a horrifying, like, animated porn that was Alex Jones and Bernie Sanders.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, it was like a foursome with some slut and like those two. I didn't watch it because I would have been traumatized. But it was like one of those, you know, like Fortnite style, like 30
second
videos.
You didn't watch it because you're more into Warren.
Yeah. I'm here for Warren BDSM.
I was watching Warren and Tulsi Scissor.
Fuck Tulsi. I don't want to see her.
Present.
Yeah, present.
Fucking nightmare.
That's going to be so relevant tomorrow and not when this podcast comes out a month.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You're like, they're still talking about Tulsi? Like, yeah, it was yesterday.
Someone sent me a link. Someone DM'd me a link to myself on RedTube or Pornhub or something like that. Yeah, because I get my ass eaten in a movie called Game Over Man, but it's like a prosthetic ass.
Oh my God.
But a lot of there's like cute bear gets ass eaten in movie and shit like that.
Cute bear. Hey.
It's
you
also,
didn't tell us you had a career in all entertainment.
Oh, if you check my message requests on Instagram, you'll know I have a career as a cute bear.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He belongs
I'm
to
genuinely
a tribe.
Jealous.
What was that, Rachel? I'm sorry.
I said you belong to a tribe.
Yes, I'm certainly part of a tribe. I'm certainly a large swath of men's type. I'm sure I'm a lot of ladies' types too, but there's men that are a little more forward with their compliments.
Yeah, they're coming out of the woodwork a little more aggressively.
Yeah.
Speaking of men being forward with compliments, back to secretary. So the whole lecherous boss finding a secretary attractive and making inappropriate comments has literally been around since women were allowed to be in the workplace.
Of course.
Yeah, men were scumbags before women even started working.
Yeah, and then we
so
found out.
So I imagine they got better once they...
Yes, particularly because women weren't working.
Right, exactly. A major part of the reason they were able to be scumbags was because women were not
working. There weren't women in the workplace.
And then a lot of... So women started in like the early 20th century, started getting office jobs. And then it was kind of seen as like, you know, a woman got a job in the workplace to find a husband. So all of their... Because, you know, if you were a stenographer or a secretary, you couldn't really go anywhere with that career. So if you got that job, the whole idea was like, oh, well, they're just really here to find a husband. So therefore, they're... slutty.
Here for the taking, and therefore I can say whatever I want to them.
Oof. Right.
Because that's their purpose here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I am the boss, so allow me to give you a back rub.
Yeah.
Yeah. You seem tense, Tina.
Oh, God.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. I was reading up research just about how like secretaries, like the rise and fall of secretaries. I actually found a chart that said like the peak of the career was 1970, because it's like it started with women just entering the workplace after the wars and like there being more of a movement towards women working at all, and then peaking with like this is a career and this is a actual vocation for women, and then sort of going out of style because technology took over in a certain way, and then the role shifted, and then men became administrators and, you know, receptionists as well.
Yeah, executive assistant is,
yes.
Right?
Like executive assistant is now what we, particularly like in Hollywood.
Yes.
Who was the asshole who was like, I don't want to be a secretary. You can call me an executive assistant.
I'm positive, and this is the most fucking rampant, you know, misogynistic shit ever. It was a secretary until the first guy had to do the job.
Yeah,
and
there
was
like literally
hey,
the
fuck,
first
no,
guy.
No, all right, fine, bro. Call it an executive assistant. You can do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Receptionist, administrator, that all works. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just they, as soon as a guy got that job, they changed it. And then no more back rubs for Tina. Just kidding. This shit still goes on.
And now there's at least no workplace harassment in society.
Yeah. We've solved
it. No. Yeah.
I wonder what the uptick in secretary porn search terms was after the Maggie Gyllenhaal movie.
Yes. Oh, my God. We have to talk about this movie.
Yeah.
I rewatched it a week ago, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Oh, shit. I haven't watched it in a long time.
You haven't watched it in a long time? It really holds up.
Does it?
Like, it's, yeah, it's interesting. Like, it's got to be, it's way ahead of its time. I forget what year it actually came out.
Mm. Is it, like, mid-2000s?
Maybe. Yeah. I could just look right now. But Baby Maggie, I mean, I had a couple moments of being like, is this, like, sensationalizing or, like, being a little bit reductive about, like, domination? Because essentially, like, the basic premise is that she's a self-mutilator and then meets the perfect dom, essentially,
right, yeah.
And like, and they fall in love. And I actually think it does a pretty good job of at least like dancing around the concepts of like control and self-mutilation and like what that act is and how finding a like a healthy dom relationship could be a great like expression of that kind of inclination. There's not a ton of consent. There's
oh, really?
Not a ton right. of like there's obviously a power dynamic where like he is the boss and she's a secretary and he pulls this shit all the time, but it like works sort of miraculously, so it still has a rom-com vibe of being like but then this man came along and just like solved it.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was dressed as my boyfriend and then
yes.
I fell in love with him
yes,
or whatever. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I think for its when it came out, it was weird. Like,
yeah,
I feel like in order to elicit change in viewpoints via media, the first couple of cracks are usually a little too ham-fisted, a little too like
it's a really good way of putting it.
Lack of nuance. But
yeah.
Sometimes you just need something to barrage through,
yeah.
And it's like, okay, like you know, like Queer Eye paved the way for
yes.
Like. People being more accepting of homosexuality.
Yeah.
But Queer Eye was like, we could dissect.
You could do a lot
yeah.
better.
You could do an entire like college course on like
the problem
yeah,
areas
the
of Queer
yeah,
Eye.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the stereotypes at play.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
But that is like the spoonful of sugar that gets the fucking stupid
yeah.
masses to like be like, well, I guess gay people are all fabulous. At least that's a new positive spin
yeah,
on it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm speaking completely uneducated and uninformed about anything. So like something like The Secretary comes out. I remember like I didn't know much about that world when I saw, like, I didn't know that people were into, and because I'm so myopic that I'm like, well, I'm not into something like that. So yeah. Why would anybody? Yeah, exactly. I'm a little bit like that. I'm like, I'm just pervy.
Want girls wearing jeans.
Yeah, I'm just pervy enough that if someone is pervier than me, back in the day, I would be like, well, that's just a bridge too far. You know, like yeah. Pissing your pants, that's a bridge too far. You know, and I'm like, yeah. Now that I'm an adult, I'm like, oh yeah, whatever the fuck people want to do, go nuts, piss your pants, dude. Yeah. I've done it by accident and on purpose, and it's great both times. I've never done it for, like, sexual gratification or for someone else's appeal.
Yes.
When were you peeing your pants on purpose? Was this for podcasting?
No, this was for making my fellow lifeguards laugh. Like, oh. I would stand on the high dive at the pool I worked at and piss my pants, like, and let it drip into the pool
in front of the lifeguards. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You have some of the most legendary growing up in Long Island stories.
I am exactly the trashy dude I'm pretending to be. I worked at beaches and pools my whole life, so like peeing your pants was like something you could do for fun and then dive in the pool. Like, I would stand like in front of someone's like a friend's lifeguard stand and be like, hey, Ray, I was just wondering. And as I was talking, I would just be fully pissing myself like all over my legs. I was doing it. And then I would be like hard and aroused for like hours after. But I never did it for sexual.
Yeah. And then I do it alone and I talk to myself and I watch myself doing it. But like I just
it's mostly
fun.
For jokes.
Just for jokes. Just for a laugh. Just having a laugh.
I like your question, Laura, was did you do that for podcasting? Yeah. And it's like that might be the one medium it doesn't play in.
Yeah. Well, I imagine at a live show, because I feel like listening to a crowd reacting to someone peeing their pants would actually be pretty compelling.
And then
it incentivizes you to, like, buy tickets to be like, did he really pee his pants? Does he pee his pants? Yeah.
Mars, can you delete this scene this from that so I can actually start doing that and pretend it's my idea and
why
not Laura's?
Delete it? Just do it.
I want the credit.
I just want 10% of all of your live show ticket sales.
Once he started pissing, ticket sales went through the roof. You were just like,
now he's the piss podcaster.
You're like leaning back, smoking a big cigar. I knew it. I told them. Yeah. All you had to do is piss your drawers.
I can't wait for the doc about this. Your meteoric rise to fame thanks to this culminating moment. Oh, God. Any other research from you, Rachel?
Oh, yeah. I've got this fun little... Have you guys ever heard of the game Scuttle?
No.
Apparently it was in a Mad Men episode.
I thought I knew all the games.
Yeah. Apparently it was in a Mad Men episode. But in this book, Sex in the Office, in 1964, this woman, Helen Gurley Brown, remembered a tradition called Scuttle, in which workers chased down a secretary and took her underwear off.
Oh.
That was just...
In the workplace?
Every day.
I mean, I guess
fun.
I'm not surprised. These dudes had full bars and, like, showers in their offices.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, they had... I mean, I'm not just Mad Men, but like people live two separate lives.
Yeah.
They were like one way at home with their family. It's like that Mafia Gumata thing. Exactly. Like, you know, you're like one way with your family, and then you got like
another way entirely. Exactly. Work. And yes, obviously, lots of these like if we're saying ad execs, these like business guys, you might have been a secretary for. Mm-hmm. They had like offices and then like their little apartment. But I actually had a friend who like took over like a famous major advertising firm's offices, and he's like, there's fully like showers in the like main like he's like all the shit is like still
that's
there
fucking
from that
gross.
Stuff yeah.
before they hop on like the Metro North or whatever to go home to wife and kids.
Yeah. Or just when you need to cool off in the middle of the day because you started drinking at 9 a.m.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to watch. I pissed myself.
I pissed myself, and it wasn't for a podcast because podcast didn't exist. It was just radio
You're
plays.
Listening to the Colgate Radio Hour. Next up, Soupy Sales pisses his pants.
So then in like the 70s, feminists started protesting secretary jokes because it was like, you know, a big popular trope in like comic strips and stuff. And then, but it's still like stuck around even to the point in like the 90s in popular culture, like, you know, the lecherous boss was like on TV and like Cheers and like Murphy Brown and LA Law and Taxi.
Mm-hmm.
So basically since secretaries have started, they've just been sexualized.
Yeah, objectified.
Well, that's what men do, right?
That's true.
As soon as something is created, the men figure out a way to either turn it into sex or violence.
Yeah.
And then...
power dynamics will do that.
Yeah. Right. And then eventually it becomes pornography. It eventually becomes a category of pornography.
And then porn's like, we've got a trend. Let's capitalize. Yeah. Shall we jump into our showdown?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're familiar with the search term showdown. Basically, yes. I'm going to read some titles. They're going to be bad. And we're going to talk about them.
Yeah. Got it.
We're going to try to guess what they're about.
Yeah, that has the game that has emerged from us just calling out these terrible titles is us being like, what do we think it is?
What do you think?
Without looking. I obviously like have the links available, but it's more fun to be like, I bet.
Well, because I think porn titles go two ways. They go like kind of abstract and you're like, what is this in reference to? Or it's like the most specific description. It's like blonde-haired, thick woman penetrated by two men wearing hats. And you're like, what?
Yes, and they're literally like wearing hats.
Yeah, and you're like, oh.
Blue boots on. Yeah. All right, so we're going to ease in. We're going to start gently with, they give the receptionist a hard time.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Because boners.
They do.
I wasn't even thinking of that.
That's because of hard time. But they're giving it. We got it. Sexy receptionist having sex with manager in Scandal.
In Scandal, the TV show.
Yeah, it's very G-rated.
Yes, it's very softcore porn because it's
in the Shonda Rhimes show,
network television sex scene.
Also, like, these are receptionists; they're not even secretaries. They just answer.
Yeah,
the
well, I searched both because I wanted to get the full swath of this role.
Oh, sure.
So those two happen to be receptionists and happen to be more tame, but things get raunchier as we get into the secretary stuff.
They're given more responsibilities. So
yes.
I looked up office manager, and they had some more, like, they seemed to have more agency in their porn.
Yeah, that's the
male
difference.
Clerk, however.
Yeah, they had health insurance, and they keep talking about it in the porn.
It's a title bump and its benefits.
Not since the Bernie Boris Johnson porn have we heard that much talk of health insurance. I want everyone 1% just pumping away.
Oh, God. I've thought about Bernie having sex way too much. thanks for this podcast.
I was going to say.
Way too much.
Please follow up information.
Thanks for this podcast.
It's her,
really
it's
trying
her
not to think
week.
About it. Really trying not to put my mind there, but there she goes. Latina secretary and her lusting bumhole.
Oh.
I love a lusty bumhole. I love a sentient bumhole.
I love when a woman is like, look, I don't really want to have sex, but my butthole is raving.
Lusting.
You're like, okay, are you a Catholic girl in the late 90s?
Or like the butthole like has some power and pulls people in.
Yeah, or she's like Ace Ventura. She talks. You're getting a fax.
Oh, no. All right, next we have, oh, maybe you'll be into this, Gabrus. Secretary pantyhose fuck leotard sex.
Okay, oh. Yeah.
So we got a leotard and pantyhose.
Wait, let me take this opportunity to fully discuss why secretary doesn't stay in my search term.
Okay.
Because I love clothing. Like, I want to see the women. So often, I'll sometimes watch CFNM, which is clothed female, naked male, which is like a sort of search term.
That's what we should have done.
Yeah, but that one is not. Secretary is probably more popular, so I'm down to talk about it.
Yeah.
But the only thing I don't like about secretary, I like women in business attire as part of my porn, but I prefer them to be in power.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I prefer
you
boss.
Like the boss bit.
I like boss, teacher. I like when the woman is in
the authority position.
Yeah. I mean, this is like, we could easily do some psychoanalyzation. Be like, if you've met my wife or any of my female friends, they're all like absolutely intense personality dominating kind of. And I'm like, well, that's who I like to have sex with.
Yeah. Your friends and your wife.
Yeah. Well, my wife likes me to have sex with her. She hates that I keep having sex with my friends. Not true.
It's not true, guys.
Not true. She loves it.
It's not true. She loves it. We're swingers.
The live stuff.
No, that I think that's a great thing.
Yeah.
I think you picked the best kink. Rachel and I are both sitting here being like, cool. That's great.
Cool.
That's
cool.
Good news. Mm. Yeah, powerful women. He did it. He solved feminism. Men, take note.
Yeah, I know. I'm so
with their clothes on and in powerful positions.
Yeah. I'm so woke. When I'm cranking off to a woman, I like her to be in power.
Yeah.
cool, man. That's like
moving the needle.
2019. That's you solved 2020. It. That's all.
2020
need.
Now. Oh my god.
Oh, I feel good.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going back to the leotard. Because I,
she has pantyhose and a leotard.
She's pantyhose she's a and a leotard. Like, yeah, she's a thing. She's a dancer.
I came straight from the gym and I had to throw my work stockings over my.
I had an audition this morning, and as a ballerina, I'm wearing the same tights I was wearing at my chorus line audition. Yeah.
And she's temping as a secretary. Duh.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's a pretty clear storyline.
I get it.
The 80s and 90s taught me that stockings meant sex.
Yeah.
Because I feel
all
like
all those like psychosexual thrillers had stockings involved.
All psychosexual thrillers, there was like hour-long dramas that like that was the best they could do on TV was show you like a woman's upper thigh. Yeah. And then even comedies like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation and stuff.
Sure.
Stockings were like the national network sexuality you were allowed to show. Like, you know, you can keep a show PG, PG-13 with seeing some stockings.
Yeah.
So that's just like burned into my head is like, and stockings are not that common.
Yeah, you don't see them any. I think it's partially that stockings have gone out of style because it's less. I think you're less obligated in a professional environment to have something on your bare legs.
Right.
Like that used to be more of a thing. Like you had to wear the stockings even with the like longer skirt.
Yeah.
So now it's just like, well, fuck the stockings. Let's get right to the
bare-legged.
Let's get right to the good stuff.
Yeah. Check out
my
varicose veins.
Yeah.
As long as we're talking about temping and leotards and stockings and such, can I share my favorite embarrassing story about myself?
Yeah, sure.
Great.
I was working for a French investment bank, and this is one of those jobs where it's like, good thing you know the alphabet. Like, I was miserable, and all I had to do was file things in alphabetical order.
Mm.
And I'm like 22 or 23, so I'm like not working as an actor. No one gives a shit about me. I'm a sad person. And I would spend a lot of time in the bathroom just like on my BlackBerry just to help date where we are now.
Oh, sure.
Like emailing my friends because the internet was like blocked. I couldn't even go on like Facebook 2.0 because this is literally like when Facebook has just come out.
Ugh.
So I just hide in the bathroom a bunch. And one day I was wearing a leotard, as I do quite often, underneath my like blouse or whatever.
Mm.
So I'd take, you know, like, as anyone who wears leotards or rompers know, you have to, like, get naked to pee.
Yes.
So I have my, like, clothes around my ankles, and I had trimmed my bangs that day. So I had, like, I'm peeing, and I look down, and I see that I have tiny flicks of hair just, like, all across my tits. Like, little tiny, like, quarter-inch pieces of, like, the bangs that I had trimmed.
Oh, no.
So I'm, like, holding my BlackBerry, and I'm topless, and I'm just picking tiny bits of hair off of my own tits, and a woman walks into the bathroom, and as if by magic, the stall door just opens to her.
No. Oh, it has to.
Like, just opens to her. So I'm naked with, like, a furry little tit situation, picking, like, hairs off my own chest. And she speaks French. Like, I had, like, no friends in this office.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure if I'd, like, she speaks English, but she didn't ever speak to me because they only spoke to each other. So I had, like, no recourse to be like, hey, Susan, it's cool. Let me be chummy with you and explain. Yeah. She just turned right back around and walked out.
Instead, you're like, there's no internet here. Yeah. She's like, all right.
Excuse me.
See you later.
The computer won't. Let me look at Facebook.
Bonsoir. Just turn around, walk away. I showed up to temp at Lehman Brothers once in their medical office, and I had a mustache, and I didn't own any professional clothing, so I had a plaid shirt tucked into like blue pants with like a cowboy belt.
For the
belt.
Listeners at home, he's wearing yellow sweatpants right now.
Yeah, I'm wearing. Yeah, the reason I got so into podcasting is you don't have to wear real clothes for it. And I'll repeat a joke I said off air. Maybe this isn't the right podcast to wear sweatpants to.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Zing.
I show up and the woman just looks at me and goes, oh, dear. Can you go in the bathroom and do something about your hair? I go and look in the mirror and my hair is like how I wear it every day. And I'm like, oh no. And I'm like 22 or 23. So I start like matting it down with like water and I come out and she's like, and I have like a mustache and no, and that's it. Cause I, you know, you have to like shave for these jobs and I thought I could get away with a mustache. She's like, can you go home and change? And I'm like, ma'am, I don't have any other clothing.
Yeah.
And I'm in Uptown. I live in Williamsburg. I'm getting paid fucking like $70 for the day.
Yeah.
And I'm all I'm doing is, like you were talking about, is filing medical files.
Yeah.
But
She was like, the decorum of the office cannot tolerate.
I'm alone in a room, and she's like, put a suit jacket on, you fucking monster.
Oh, God. Yeah.
How dare you?
So that's why I rebel and now exclusively wear shorts and sweatpants every day for my whole life.
It's a good life.
Yeah.
We figured it out.
Oh, great.
We did it.
Because I was wondering. I was like, why does he wear sweatpants?
Yeah.
He does know he's almost 40 and could dress like a man.
Oh, God. All right. I got a few more, and then we'll take a break. Secretary uses her ass and her talents to...
To what?
That's it.
That's it.
Oh, I mean...
Just goes T-O-G-E, end of title.
Sometimes
talents
end
with
of
two
the
L's,
world,
oh,
by the
best, that, oh, okay.
The best
is tall. So
yeah,
she's like
talents.
A 6 foot broad. I like that.
She has to be. Why else would it be spelled that way?
Sometimes these porn titles are like when your uncle emails you and puts the entire body of the email in the subject line by accident, right? That's clearly that's clearly someone writing the description, but accidentally putting
off. And just not giving a shit.
Unless
like, just in a hurry putting this on the internet.
It's like people don't give a fuck about the title.
Except us.
Yeah, because we're calling you out now, whatever handle that came from.
I want to know what she did.
Yeah.
She used her talent.
To get the job, probably. The dynamic in a lot of these is, as we'll see with one of the porns we're reviewing in a moment, is I just really, the job market right now is so tough, so I will suck your dick.
I love that, like, porn is that reflective of how society's going. And it's like, well, since the downturn in the economy, you know, like, I'm like, how does Lexi Bell know all this?
Do you know about the housing market?
I've learned so much about the housing market from watching real estate porn.
Yeah. Yes.
You actually have a real estate license now.
Yeah, officially.
You've learned all the terms for like veranda.
10,000 hours. Yeah. You know, anyone can become an expert.
Except the downside is that he shows you the house with sweatpants on.
10,000 hours honestly sounds achievable. That sounds right in terms of like how much porn you watch. If you focus on real estate, that's the same as a real estate license. In Los Angeles, certainly. You're seeing a lot of the properties.
Yeah, I'm ready to sell all the houses in Chatsworth and Van Nuys.
In the valley. Yeah. All right, last one. Harem Hotel Part 49. Okay, who's the new demon lady?
Wait.
What does this have to do with the secretary?
It came up.
Wait a minute.
I don't care what it has to do with secretary. I need to watch that.
I know.
This is going to be a weird request, but could you send that link to pornography to me, please?
Yes, I can send this link of pornography to
who's
you
anytime. The new demon lady is something I say every day in my life.
It sounds like it's like a fucking YA novel, and who's the new demon lady? It's like Twilight.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's no.
What
but
it looks like
in The Office, you know?
Yeah, yeah. What it looks like is like someone's very prolonged, and I did go a little bit down the rabbit hole of this account. It's all like gamer porn kind of stuff. So I think this is someone's like Sims or like Fortnite universe. Like Harem Hotel Part 49. Like someone is making their own storyline that's like fanfic meets other crap.
Oh,
okay, who's the new demon lady?
I'll rescind my request for you to send that to me.
Want it?
Yeah, no. It lost steam immediately. I think it's someone's gamer account. I play video games and I don't want to see that shit.
You don't want to jerk off to him?
Yeah.
Well, you're different than a lot of the gamer population, as far as we know.
Take a look at Pornhub.
Yeah. Should we take a little break?
Sure.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
We're back, and we've Gabrus has left, and we've invited
what kind of search
President
terms?
President impeached Donald fuck you Trump.
One of my favorite search terms is long ties. I like to watch a guy fuck wearing a long tie.
And tiny hands.
Tiny hands, long tie. That's me. Clear eyes, full heart, tiny hands, can't lose.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Okay.
I would like to say that during the break, Laura offered, do you need to go pee? Rub one out? that's just maybe only for this pod.
You know? I do. Serve.
I always crank off during my ads on High and Mighty.
Yeah. Well, you're at home.
Yeah.
Well, it's only
that's
a minute.
Part.
So
that's the best part of recording from the comfort of your own home.
We should talk about how you guys came on High and Mighty. We had not met in person previously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got stoned and then sat on a couch in a strange man's apartment and discussed.
And talked about porn.
Yeah. And I was like, guys, I'm sorry.
Do you feel safe?
Yeah. I just realized like halfway through that, I'm like, well, what about deep throating? I'm like, who are these? Why am I doing this?
I think if anything, we felt too comfortable.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I got scared by how comfortable.
Yeah. me and Laura manspreaded on your couch. Yeah. Your dog.
I thought I was in like some sort of sting operation.
Yeah. You're talking to these nice young women.
Yeah.
How are things going to progress from here? Yeah. All right. So should we continue talking about porn? Should we jump into some porn?
Yeah.
Let's get into some porn.
All right. So this first one is I'm a very bad secretary, although it's spelled with typos purposefully.
Hint, hint.
Because so
she's
bad. I'm a very bad ex-secretary. This is from Eric Lust via X Confessions, mm-hmm. Starring real-life couple. I don't know if you knew this.
No.
Miriam and Jorge Prado.
Oh, man. I thought they were very cute.
Yeah.
They were
cute. They're together in real life, which adds a special element to a porn, I think.
I do like that.
Yeah.
I do like that. Yeah.
You feel comfier watching it, right?
I'd like them to be actually a couple or actually stepmom and son.
You're here for realism.
Yeah.
What can we say?
I dug this one.
Yeah.
I'm happy to have the ex-confessions login for the holidays.
Honestly, we
really,
did it. Feel free to use it.
Use
it anytime.
Oh, it's been used.
Yes. Ex-confessions is the shit. It's one of our favorites. I don't know if you'd watched it before.
I haven't, but you sold me on that when you guys were on my pod. Because you were literally like, you might like feminist porn, like because, and I do. It turns out.
Yeah, it's beautifully shot. We've got a costume department. We've got hair and makeup. It's well
lit. We got cute outfits. This one isn't so outfits heavy as it could have been.
I don't understand why this one is secretary at all.
Yeah.
This feels like a guy and his college age girlfriend's on her laptop or whatever.
This is literally an outfit I wore in 2009.
She has like tank top and shorts on, right?
Yeah. Like too many bracelets that were like made at like a summer camp, you know?
Yeah. So this was
not
so
a hot
with
outfit.
All ex confessions, you may or may not know, they're inspired by fans will like write in their confessions,
yes,
quote unquote. So sometimes they're like, this happened, or this is my fantasy, or this is what I want to have happen.
And then the and is it is ex confessions all Erica Lust directed stuff, or like is she the creative?
She brings she runs the whole platform. Oh, okay. She directs most of it, but she does bring in guest directors sometimes.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very cool.
I'm very something else I noticed about watching Ex Confessions, and uh-huh. I've watched a few, is
you got it. Like the Ex Confessions, the pocket isn't working. Like, let me get right to that. It was 4 p.m. You've been watching porn since yesterday at 4.
Well, not unbroken from 4 to 4:04. but that. Some of the angles I dislike in more mainstream pornography uh-huh. are not in feminist porn.
Yeah.
And then I realize, like, I'm not a huge fan of the male gaze necessarily.
Or at least the porn male gaze.
The porn male gaze, yes.
And are you referring to the, like, crazy aggressive, like, close-ups that we get sometimes?
Yeah, like the...
Or the, like, we're from behind, who are we at
that's
this
my,
point?
That's my least favorite angle in pornography is, like, balls being pressed into a woman from behind. Like,
yeah,
just
the
that
meat
angle...
Shot.
Yeah, like, who needs that behind angle shot? I get yeah. it. Like, people want to see that it's, like, going the way it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
But for me, you know, like, I want something – I truly want something that's just, like, a little bit further past softcore, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see the penetration, but I don't need to, like, measure
know exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I don't need to
watch it, like, for a biological experiment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And with
yeah,
all
yeah, yeah.
gross fluorescent lights, like, highlighting
yes,
the –
Yes. Yes.
You
know? Yeah. Yeah. And it's very unflattering close-ups of – female performer, I mean, and male performers, but female
yeah.
performers' butts close up with that lighting is not forgiving.
It's no, hard to keep up with.
And I
yeah.
thought in this, when what was the female performer's name?
Miriam Prado.
When you saw Miriam's butt in this lighting, she had like visible little fuzzy hair, and I'm
yes.
like, this is the fucking real, this is
yes,
so
yes,
fucking
yes.
cute.
We talked about fuzzy hair in another episode we recorded recently. Different platform, but...
Also
again,
ethical
like,
feminist, yeah.
Yeah, also ethical feminist word, like, the lighting was lovely and you caught, like, a glint of some peach fuzz. And I was like, yes, because nobody's, like, shaving the peach fuzz
yeah.
off their ass.
Yeah.
I mean, some people are if they feel so
conscious.
It's
a real butt.
Sure. But, like, butts are fuzzy.
Yeah, yeah. No, and I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It was funny to see her butt had a little bit of hair and his belly had nothing.
he had taken care of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked how there was like a good close up shot of her tits, like while he fucked her on the desk, and her tits jiggled.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Hot.
She's
got like human floppy tits.
She
yes.
had a great body.
Yeah.
She's got a great body.
Yeah.
He's got a great body and a beautiful, like. penis.
You can yeah. say he's got a beautiful cock. You're in safe space
he's
here.
He's got a beautiful cock, and it's a reasonable cock.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, it's like, this is going to yeah. sound weird, but it's attainable from yeah. a male, from even a male point of view.
Yeah.
I'm like, at full on, I'm like, almost there, and that's
yeah.
like appealing.
You're like,
feels like you're in range.
Yeah,
yeah.
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 That, and I find that's more and more what I'm looking for in porn is like realism, and that's I think why I looked so much, not realism like it's got to be like shot from like a closed circuit
an
TV,
iPhone.
But I have also searched that. I've done a lot of search term exploration.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also yeah. do like, I don't know if we talked about this previously, but do you ever throw in a word just to shake it up?
Like just I don't. I feel like you're a search term
the algorithm.
Master. I go more yeah. by categories, and then I go to like old trusties, and then we'll find what like pops up
yeah.
with the like, oh, I like this. Maybe
more
this
like
other
this.
Performer
yeah, yeah.
more like this.
Yeah.
But I'm less a like nuanced search term person because there's so much like nonsense.
Right. I try to just like every yeah. once in a while, I'm like, I feel like I'm seeing the same thing. So I'll search like sneakers, you know? Or like window. Just like a word that has not yeah. even any sexual connotation and just see what people
what
randomly
up.
Tagged in.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
They do tag
yeah.
that way.
Ice cream truck. You know what I mean? Like just like see what happens. If you because also porn is like they're not gonna if you say ice cream truck, they're gonna not gonna send you two results and go, this is all we can find. They're like,
yeah.
here's two results and then here's 40 more videos that
yeah.
have nothing to do with
yeah,
ice cream
nothing
truck.
Else
yeah.
to do with
yeah.
an ice cream truck.
But just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Maybe this is what you wanted. We'll just yeah. we'll throw it in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought this porn was hot. My only drawback at the beginning was, like, she's typing and he's, like, distracting her by going down on her, which I think is really hot. Like, yeah. I like the idea of somebody like, but I have to fuck you so bad you don't get to be productive. And I'm like, yes, right. make me.
Right. Yeah. Give me an excuse not to work.
Give me an excuse not to work. But she types like for nonchalant. A little. What's that?
I said it's almost like the nonchalant porn.
Yes, it's similar to that vein of porn. I don't know if you're familiar, where like the whole idea is like she doesn't care. She's on her phone while I fuck her,
or she's
on Twitter, like she's
ignoring
playing a video
you.
Game.
Oh,
and
I've seen that one. A guy's like doggy style with a girl while she's playing like with the Xbox. And
exactly.
I'm like, cool.
Sure. I'd
there
prefer...
is literally something for everyone.
yeah. It has a little bit of the nonchalance, but after a certain point, I was like, okay, you're not typing your email anymore. Just fuck the guy.
Right.
Yeah, like it just went on like for a minute too long for me of her being like, oh, but I just need to finish this set like with one hand typing. I was like, you're not typing.
And the
just
weirdest thing is like she's looking at the screen.
Yeah,
she's seeing that she's got egregious typos.
Crazy
throughout.
Typos.
Why not delete a couple?
Yeah.
And like rewrite. Like you got
can
the
edit
time.
As you go.
Yeah, and stretch it out. Keep the cunnilingus going, but edit it a little.
Yeah,
get some work done.
Absolutely.
Highlight of this, one of my favorite acts to see on, I like seeing her pleasure herself while blowing him.
Yeah.
That was, that's very hot.
Yeah.
I found out. Yeah.
You found
I've learned in my decades in the game.
New
I've learned.
Thing.
Yeah.
New thing. I did my favorite, maybe you can take that home because my favorite thing is hearing from friends and fans that like, we tried something you talked about on the show or that like we saw like the positive outcome of like porn having an inspirational influence of being like, hey, maybe touch yourself while you go down on me because that's extra
rather
high.
Than like, I hope I make your mascara run from this blowjob.
Yes.
You know, it's like, oh.
Maybe you'll
like,
cry.
I hope you throw up.
Can I spit on you or in you? It's like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea that you're getting off by getting your partner off, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah. That is hot.
Super hot.
And also the appeal of the sounds being played on your organ. Yes.
Oh, yes. Yep.
There is that high. I'm crossing my legs. Mars, turn the air conditioning up. Hurry. Shut the laptop.
I thought this porn was hot. Other highlights. I liked the fun challenge of like, oh, you're fucking on a desk. Like, you just have to like figure out where you're at.
Yeah.
Like, I think that can be fun. It can be like a little distracting to be like, don't they have a bed in this dorm room they can go to? But I think it's fun when it like works and you like figure out how to like bend over the thing and make it happen.
Yeah. And then the money shot is like reasonable. And I'll say one last highlight. She has great teeth.
Great teeth. What a specific observation.
She has nice white, sort of a little gappy, but big. And
she
white
does.
And good.
Yeah, she has like a fun
both
natural smile.
Though.
Yeah. I and like Lexi, that you'll compliment her and be like, and he's great too.
Yeah. No, I meant Lexi Bell from the other one.
Oh,
has
Lexi
good
Bell
teeth.
From the other one. Oh, I thought you meant Jorge.
Yeah.
Like, and Jorge also has a good mouth.
Jorge.
No judgment against Jorge's mouth.
I'm sure his mouth is great.
Everyone's mouths are great.
I was just paying slightly more attention to hers for some reason.
Yeah, I like this a lot. We've watched another porn from Miriam and Jorge that I didn't like as much because there was some like cheesy, weird dancing stuff at the beginning. It's just a strange scenario. Also from X Confessions, also a great porn, but just like not as good. And I like this one a lot better.
I think
you can like see their chemistry more in this, and it's just like more fun and playful.
Right.
Also,
this one's more.
Sorry.
It's okay. Go ahead.
slightly more realistic cunnilingus than you've ever seen in a fucking porn, for sure.
Yeah.
Normally, I hope young men are not learning, and young lesbians or whoever intends to eat vagina.
Or
eventually.
Young straight women receiving head. Like, I guess it's supposed to be this.
Yeah, exactly. I hope people aren't learning, like, because that's insane. That's the thing that doesn't look.
Mainstream head.
Mainstream.
Mainstream porn head.
Mainstream porn head. Mainstream head.
Mainstream head.
Mainstream. Yeah, I like boutique head personally.
I like a bespoke kind of lingus.
But like both manual stimulation, digital stimulation, like hand and mouth stuff looks so bad in mainstream porn.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's a lot. It's very pokey. And it's a lot of just trying
DJing
to like get the
kind
shot.
Of, yeah.
It's a lot of like, how are you going to see this? So I'll just stick my tongue out as far as I can.
Yes.
And Rachel and I's guiding principle is like, you got to fucking lock your mouth around
of
the clit. So like, you're not really going to see what's going on if it's going well.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Hey, that's let's just say it now. That's Laura, Rachel, and Gabrus's guide.
Getting in on this?
We just get that trademarked. It's like the three of us become the spokesperson only for Cunnilingus. Who's this big, fat, bearded guy standing behind these two women talking about Cunnilingus?
We know what's good.
The three of us, we know.
We're experts.
Oh, God. We'll bring you on to our next live show as our Cunnilingus expert.
Yeah, bring me on. Cut a watermelon in half and watch what I do. Yeah.
Local local Cunnilingus expert, John Gabrus.
Oh, amazing. All right, should we...
I am a Cunnilingus expert, but specifically to one, you know, like, I only know...
You
like,
put I'm in good, those 10,000 hours. Yeah.
I'm really good at Mario Kart, but just one of the races. Just one, just one of the
you
maps.
You know it.
I could, I'm not
you
confident
in... You know it like the back of your hand.
Yes, yes.
As you well should, sir.
Yeah, it's about fucking time.
All right, should we talk about... whether or not Lexi Bell is a tight, slutty secretary?
Yeah.
I can't speak to her tightness, but she seems pretty slutty.
Yeah.
Like, no judgment.
She's fitting the stereotype.
Yeah, 100% we'll slutty. I liked it. It's from Reality Junkies, starring Chris Johnson and Lexi Bell. But I liked that we didn't know she was wearing like such a slutty bottom until they zoomed out.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has like remnants of a blouse on, but then when they zoom out, she has like whatever that.
She has like a cupcake wrapper on upside down.
Yes. That's, I could not place what it was. That's exactly what. Oh my God. Yeah. It's like a muffin wrapper she has. Like she just
for a skirt.
Blasted her waist through it. Yeah. Oh my God, that's exactly what it is.
I'm glad I nailed that. I just thought of that just now. I was like, you know what it is? I was trying to think of the smallest. Right. Like mini muffins.
Because it's not even, it's very incidental.
It's tiny. And then she's also wearing like garters. She's got the stockings.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's got stockings on. She also says, as she's like listing off her qualifications,
you'd say this. Yeah.
First starts.
Yes.
I'm
well,
sorry.
Let's see. First starts. I've First got starts. 2 years experience being a secretary. Secretary. She's missing letters in her speech, let alone in her
typing. Also, I'm just going to say it. She knows nothing about computers.
Yes. I'm really good at computers. I know a lot about them.
Yeah. And then she also says like she can keep secrets, right? Yeah. Is that like one of the things she says? Because then she tries to make it's cute and like subtly dirty. And then she just stands up and goes, I also love sucking dick. And
blowjob.
We know where this is going, but if you want to just take a slightly longer road there, no one's going to get mad.
Yeah.
Also, do you think the reason she says for starts and mispronounces a few words is because she's distracted by her partner's hairline? Was that so confusing? He had such a fake hairline. His hair was like dyed that it was like this. I don't know if you can see me, Rachel, on the...
Our listeners, Gabrus has his hands...
It came down. He had like a...
Crossing with his eyebrows.
2 inches above his eyebrows.
So basically...
Right, he had a two-head, not a forehead, and then even his sideburns and, like, the sides of his head went over his temples almost to his eyebrow, and it looked, like, sprayed on. It looked real. He was a strange-looking cat.
Oh, my goodness.
He was a strange dude, and he was in a relationship. He can't, I can't.
And, like, also, what if his boss walks in?
Yeah.
You know?
What if my
boss needs to learn a thing or two about consent because he was saying no.
he was saying, I can't, and then, are you sure? Do you want to? Yeah. And then we were into
it. Your mouth says no, but your hairline is saying yes.
Also, she found a highlighter like very early on and just put it in her mouth.
Because that's where that
like
goes.
Step
Rachel.
One. Question number two. She's already like reached over, grabbed a highlighter, and was like, what about this for qualifications? Like, okay.
Miss, put that down. I'm a germaphobe.
Move. Yeah. Yeah. Also, like, sorry. You don't know that I washed my hands when I went to the bathroom. Like,
that could have been up my
either
ass
way.
Earlier. It is a porn set.
One of the gaffers is like, I wouldn't put anything in your mouth from this set.
Just to be safe. We haven't wiped anything down in years.
I would be sitting on a towel if I was you.
She also says she has good office morale. So yeah. That's good. That's a great quality.
And she can fit. She was like, I'll prove it to you. I can fit under your desk. And like, she didn't prove it. She didn't fit under his desk.
She was tiny enough too, but I just guess, you know.
For the shot.
Yeah, they didn't have. Yeah. They needed it.
Like, we got to see her. We have a fun negotiation where she's like getting down there and he's like, hey, come on. But then immediately scoots his chair out. Yeah. He's like, no, we can't. Like as he takes his shirt off is the move. Right. So yeah, he unbuttons that's not his consent, Rachel.
Yeah, she unbuttons his pants and like unzips it, and of course, no underwear. Like,
yeah,
come on, can you just try to make it seem real?
Yeah, that seems to be a weird trope of porn. I don't hate it, but
really? You don't hate specifically with men or women or either. Seeing underwear.
No, there's this like weird the underwear thing. I think leads into this other weird trope of porn where the like sort of unveiling of dicks in porn, like, you know, like the woman always like pulls in hetero porn, like a woman pulls the guy's pants down and it like falls out her surprise or like, you know, like, whoa, I did not expect that to happen considering I've been grinding on you for the last 5.
Yeah.
I feel like and underwear just gets in the way. Yeah.
Yeah. We need that floppy reveal, and if we have a tight pair of undies just, like, holding the dick in, we don't get it.
Yeah, there's, like, that fun moment when you see that the dude is erect, he's got, like, a bulge, and it's like, let it out, lady, you know?
Set it free!
It's straining. Positions. I do have to say, I liked her using the tie as reins, but I bet you that happens in every secretary porn, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool that he had his shirt and tie on for a second. It kind of reminded me of like a 90s, early 2000s, like Green Day level porn, you know what I mean? Like
Green Day.
Like when punks used to wear like white
shirts.
Yeah, white shirts and ties and suspenders. Yeah.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that. Like,
okay.
But also...
That's very specific.
I was kind of like let down when he like opened it and took it off. Like, you know, I was like...
Keep the shirt on. Your boss might come in. Yeah, you said.
Also, hey, pal, this ain't about you, Chief. Yeah. You know? We're here for Lexi Bell.
Yeah.
Who also had cute little gappy teeth. Like she was. Uh-huh.
Cute teeth.
And a starfish necklace. I was like, okay, we get it. You're from Florida. I could have guessed, but now I know.
Was there anything hot about this porn? Like any particular moments that you were like, well, that's redeeming or that's fun?
Did he go down on her from behind? Or was that the
ex-confession?
I think he did. Yeah, I do have a tendency to mix up my porn. And I was like, did he? He could have. I don't think he did.
Yeah, she touched her clit for 0.5 seconds.
Well, that's enough.
Yeah, that does it. Our cunnilingus expert knows.
I'm a cunnilingus expert.
She came.
If you breathe on it, she comes.
Yeah. Then you can just roll over and do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
There wasn't much hot. This wasn't that hot of a porn.
No. There was very, like, it's just, like, very standard fucking where, like, she's, like, I actually wrote a note, like, what is she squealing about at, like, 3:43? Like, like, at a certain point, she was just, like, going nuts with the sounds, but, like, there was nothing different or climactic or to her attention happening. Like, it was just, like, pump, 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 pump. Yeah. And then suddenly, it's getting crazier.
Yeah.
And there was there was hardly any secretary elements. You know what I mean? It was just like...
Just the job interview.
But a job interview that lasts 5 seconds and then is... that's practically a casting couch premise.
No,
you know
it actually
I mean?
Is a casting couch vibe.
So that's kind
which
of...
Which we almost brought you on to do with us.
Hey, I'm into it. I've been bombing auditions for 15 years.
That's why we figured you'd be the expert.
Yeah, and like for a mainstream... I don't even really watch that much like professionally made mainstream porn unless I'm seeking out a specific performer or some sort of specific corner of the, you know, like some sort of like this is what I currently want to see, you know, my best friend's mom or whatever. Like then I'll watch.
You watch your best friend's mom's porn?
Yeah. It's not the title of the porn. It's my best friend, Chris, his mom.
His mom.
She's a smoke show. Man, that's not too far away, which is terrifying, that you could just type in a person's name and watch porn starring their face at least.
I know.
Oh, yeah. There's more and more of that. Or, like, the weird, like we keep stumbling across, like, Kaylee Cuoco, that's her name, right?
Yeah.
From Big Bang Theory, like where someone has taken her head and like a soundbite from a late night interview and like put it on somebody's body that's getting fucked.
Like,
so fucking upsetting.
It's a little, do you know, it's a little disturbing. Yeah.
Yes, I do.
What did you say, Rachel?
Where it's like that? All like leaked, like celebrity, like iCloud.
It happened all in one. It happened all in one big swath a couple of years ago.
Oh, this is the Jennifer Lawrence. Lawrence.
Yeah,
Jennifer
but it's got Lawrence, like if you go to the website, it's like Emma Watson, Kaylee Cuoco, you know, Jennifer
just
Lawrence.
Different, like, is it just different pics that were hacked?
Yeah, and they're
and
like
videos.
It's awful because it's like phone stuff, and it's this feels too creepy.
It's like sent to a lover.
It's like
lover.
This is content that these people created in a private setting. I hate that.
Yeah,
I hate
fuck that.
Yeah. So don't go there.
Yeah, don't you
we'll bleep
fucking
out
go there.
the
name of it so that you can't.
You
yeah,
assholes.
We're not promoting. People are listening going, they got Emma Watson? And you're like, oh, no, it's backfiring.
No, that's terrible. Don't do it. Yeah, I mean, occasionally, like, a mainstream porn like this will, like, creep up on me and I'll be like, oh, but it's still kind of hot. But this one really didn't do it for me.
No.
Yeah. Didn't grab me.
I find that you like a search term that, and I'm very going to dive in on X Confessions with this, but like real female orgasm. I'm not trying to sound woke, but like, I like to hear and see women
Gayris,
have orgasms.
Men that we talk to and know just like want believable pleasure.
Yeah.
Right.
And interestingly, I mean, we came up in a generation that like just missed the like just porn being at your disposal during the formative years where you're trying to learn about this shit.
Right, right.
And to think about kids now being like, this is what sex is, like just on Pornhub. Like, I genuinely
I'm concerned.
Would have loved to like watch what made women come in a real way at like 15 when I was just kind of like fumbling around and figuring it out with like poor teenage boys just like poking at you. You know?
Scratching at your labia.
The more porn can like centralize just like women actually coming and like how crazy, because female orgasms are nuts. I mean, all orgasms are nuts, but I so often am like, this is how I come, you know, like, even now.
It's a surprise.
So the more we just like have that available for people to see, I think the better.
Why is there, is that not a genre like instructional pornography?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
it's gotta
JOI. I mean, yes, there's, well, there is a website. Speaking of Emma Watson, this is where we'll direct you.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, OMG Yes is what it's called. I thought I was going to forget the website. So there's a website called OMG Yes that is fully, like, instructional about female orgasms. Mm. Like, you can do, like, interactive stuff with, like, they have interviews with women. You can watch women masturbate themselves and talk about how they
what
come.
They're doing and
stuff. Then there's actually, like, interactive games where you can, like, move your finger playing the video game and, you like, the game sort of reacts and is, like, more, better, like that and, like, does what theoretically a partner would do to train you to, like, sustain and to edge and to, like, different tech. It has all this, like, terminology.
Oh, that's awesome.
And Emma Watson was an advocate for the site at some point, or still is. It's, like, a sponsor.
Cool.
So that's where you should go.
OMG,
Emma Watson, OMGYes.com.
Yeah.
Did we talk about this when you were on my podcast, that that video series, like, that art performance art video series, Hysterical Literature or whatever?
Oh, yes.
Wait, I don't know if we talked about the show, but we're familiar with
we
it.
Know.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing.
I think it's I'm a big fan. Yeah. Because that's like,
that's just watching
that's
women
porn.
Come.
I can't believe I'm saying this. That's porn to me. You know,
yeah.
Like people,
well, it is.
People
well,
overuse
it's real
that expression.
Orgasm.
Yeah.
But that's like the kind of stuff I'm looking for is even Margaret Cho reading while she's coming.
Yeah.
That's exciting to me.
Yeah. For those that don't know, it's basically just different videos of women reading and
classic
while they're,
literature.
Yeah. Classic literature specifically. And I don't know if they get to choose the literature or if it's like how that's sorted out, but it's like them reading like highly academic or classic texts.
Yeah.
And then under a table that you don't see, they're being like stimulated
by
via,
a partner or
by a
like
partner
toys
or by
or
a vibrator or something like that.
I think it's
so you see
toy,
them like trying to read and then like come.
And here's the highlight for anyone who's listening that, you know, is at work or sites are blocked. This shit's on YouTube.
Yeah. They're clothed.
Yeah, they're dressed. There's nothing showing, but
yeah.
And if somebody walks up and sees that you're watching Hysterical Literature, like if they know it, you're caught. But if they don't, you're just watching a woman reading.
A black and white video of a woman reading. You might have to go, no, I swear they're coming. Like just so you don't seem too
weird.
It's definitely a masturbation.
No, I'm watching porn at work. Don't worry.
It's definitely an orgasm. Don't worry.
Yeah, like one of my porn I saw early on was like two women stimulating each other, but it was only shot from like their clavicles up, like while they were lying in bed next to each other.
Oh, cool.
But you could just like see arm and arm movement and their reactions. And like, and I was like, this is like the fucking hottest.
Yeah. That's the shit.
I got however many days till you lock me out of X-Confessions.
I'll never kick you out. I don't know if there's a device limit on those, but I think we'll
find
be
out.
Fine.
If you get, we'll hit it. If you get fucked over and can't log in, holler at me and I'll get out.
Are you using X-Confessions?
I can't.
Give me 5 minutes.
I told you to text me, not call.
Oh God, I love it. So, are either of these going in your spank bank, Gabrus?
I might throw that X-Confessions in my spank bank.
I mean, I guess we did just cover that. We did just say you'll be on X-Confessions.
But
it's a good deal.
I feel like I liked that X-Confessions videos so much. I thought the woman was beautiful, but I think I more just like the style of it. And I think I could find something I like even more from that.
Yeah.
Tell us from what that it attitude. Is. Oh, yes.
Pick your faves. We have some.
You're like you go on to log in and your like algorithms all screwed up. You're like, I fuck this fucking guy.
Luckily, I don't think X-Confessions really operates on an algorithm the same way because it doesn't have like a homepage. So go nuts.
I will.
I will also put that one in my spank bag.
Yeah, me too, for sure.
X-Confessions is a mainstay, and I thought this couple was really hot on this one in particular.
For sure.
Here for it.
Agreed. Lexi Bell. Sorry, sister.
Sorry, babe.
Yeah,
you didn't get the job. Ugh, God.
I'll seek out some of your other performances and see if they work
for
me.
Maybe there's something else. Yeah. Something else a little more.
She was cute. She was talented. But, you know, not the video itself wasn't my style.
Yeah. She was good at the mechanics of the thing, but I didn't like
her. She was good
with
the highlighter.
Yeah, I want her in like a stronger role, a more powerful woman, if you will.
I'd like to see her as Secretary of State.
There you go.
And that's why my candidate for 2020 is.
And here we are again. Oh boy, Gabrus, thank you so much for joining us.
Dudes, thank you for having me. I had such a blast.
This was so lovely.
I talk about porn a lot, so it's very nice to have a reason to do
it. You can point your listeners to X-Confessions and other ethical porn.
Oh, I do already. Yeah. When I talk about porn on my podcast, I exclusively explain.
Amazing.
Dying for cardigan and jean porn. Even you search glasses and you're like, maybe the woman will have, she's fully nude but has glasses on.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah, that's a whole other category. We'll do that one at some point, too.
Yeah.
All right,
come
folks.
Back for glasses.
Oh, I'll come back as frequently as you guys want.
We have to do CFNM now.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I'll come back for CFNM for sure.
We'll do that.
Let's do it live.
Let's do it live.
Let's say that the live performance is CFNM. You guys are clothed, and I'll sit naked at the table.
But how will you pee your pants if you're naked?
Oh, you'll pass me a pair of pants, and I'll piss onto them.
Perfect. This has really gotten out of hand.
Yes, it has.
This has escalated. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Girls on Porn. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe.
Find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. And at Twitter at GOP the Podcast. And also at girlsonporn.com. And buy our merch. We've got merch.
You can find our merchandise via our website at this link to the store. We have merch now. Isn't that cool?
Hell yeah. I might have to get myself a Girls on Porn tank top.
There you go. That's what we'll have you wear at the live show.
CF mostly NM.
Amazing. Thanks all for listening. This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.